talk about football, especially after an Arsenal win.
Yeah. Sorry, what was that, Luke? Say that again.
I said I don't want to talk about football after a shitty Arsenal win.
What a night. What a night,
even
boys.
The crowd were getting involved.
Fucking. So, we're live.
Live.
Again. And it is 10:15 on Tuesday, the 8th of April.
Watch some stupid football.
I wanted to watch an England legend, a West Ham legend.
Oh, you went there.
Fuck off.
bring on the best performance of his life against Real Madrid for the Arsenal. And bang on two absolute quality free kicks.
And you're not going to win it either.
Who knows now? Who knows?
Who knows now?
Who knows now?
I don't want to see it. Did Bayern win? I know they were losing 1-0.
No, they lost 2-1.
Fucking hell.
You would lose to Villa, though. That's the problem.
I don't disagree. Like Emery knows how to deal with us and whatnot. But
not hard, is it?
Well, I mean, Real Madrid couldn't. So
that's shit. That's flat.
They are flat. There we go. But we're not here to talk about Champions League football, are we, boys?
Not for that. No, we're not.
We got two games each to cover, haven't we?
It's going to be a long one.
It's going to be a short one.
Thanks, Clive. No. We've got a lot to talk about, Luke.
No, we haven't.
We might as well start there, right?
Well.
Who was the home team? Chelsea?
Nah, weren't us, mate.
Take it away, Mitchell. Chelsea Tottenham in the midweek.
In the midweek. It was nice to see the injured players back. Why are you laughing?
Because the fuckers didn't play the next game.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Because I have some gripes about that.
That's fucking bullshit, mate.
But, do you know what? We weren't... It was very similar to the Brentford game that you brought up. It just shows how shit Spurs are. You're so bad. So bad. It's shockingly bad. Because that was a terrible game of football.
I'm
trying to read my notes at the same time here, but I'm pretty sure you had a couple of chances early on, which could have fucking buried the game. But you just, oh shit. You know? I can't even remember our goal. What was the goal?
It's a header.
From what?
From
wasn't it?
Carl Palmer's cross.
Oh yeah, Enzo. Yeah.
Oh Enzo, that's right.
Palmer, that's right. Because do you know what? Right, and even though Jackson was back and he didn't score, right, but I saw something, and for the first time, I said to myself, "I'm happy Jackson is here," and I thought. I'm starting to see it now. I'm starting to believe it. Because...
Are you joking?
Listen, hear me out, you're just
going to fucking change.
Listen.
I won't.
Yeah, you will.
No, because I'm really starting to like him. And I'll tell you why. I mean, look how shockingly poor we've been without him, right? And I just thought, like, oh, my God. The amount of goals he could have had if he could put his chances away. That's still an issue. But fuck me, does he get in the right places? Does he make a nuisance of himself? Does he become a target man? Does he have himself in position for Palmer to put those balls in so he can finally get some fucking assists on his belt?
Wait, and that's an echo of what I said about 5 months ago?
Might be, Bob. But at the time, I hadn't seen anything without him. So, you know, I see the magic now, which... baffles me about the Brentford game, but we won't go there yet. But
it's a sorry state of affairs if you're literally cheering for joy that Jackson's back in it.
Like, wow.
You know.
I thought he was your boy.
Yeah, no,
are you actually
like
going?
Now that you like him, I feel like I want to slug him off.
Oh, no, he's fucking shit, isn't he?
I like it, Bob. Keep going.
Ah, fuck, Bob. But yeah, I don't know if you've got anything to add there, Luke. I mean, I might skim my notes while you've got something to say, but it was a very poor game
for me. Mate, we were shocking.
You were more than shocking.
We were so bad. Two shots on target the whole game. I think you nearly scored from stupid defending, again, the high line. And we just... Yeah, we just weren't great. We just weren't great. We got lucky. Van der Ven's clearance onto Jackson to hit the post. And then... Oh, yeah. It was bad. It was shocking all around. I don't think anyone had a good game. I know we only lost 1-0. Some silver lining there. I guess we didn't get smashed.
All the actual pundits are talking about how bad the Manchester derby was that weekend. Your Thursday night game for a neutral was so bad.
So bad, yeah.
Yeah, but this is the thing, because we are two teams in completely different positions in the table, but both with an incredibly poor record of late, or this year, should I say. I'll go so far as to say I think even Spurs have got a better record than us this year, because you got them three wins on the bounce, didn't you? And then you've all gone to pot again. We're just lucky that all the teams around us have been underperforming as well, because we should be somewhere near the middle of the table.
Relegation zone.
not West Ham.
We had a good run of games, but I think obviously, Mitchell, position-wise, you guys have been a lot better than us. Watching the game, it frustrates me because Ange talks about, we're gonna attack. Do you remember the game where we went down to like nine men and we played everyone on the halfway line? We actually nearly won that game with nine men, and we looked really, really good going forward. Obviously, defensively, it was on the halfway line. But it was that Ange football that we wanted to see. The Chelsea game, it just felt like Ange was like, you know what, guys, just go out there. You know, fuck off, don't care. Don't care no more. Go and do whatever. Because that's what it felt like. There was no game plan. There was nothing. It wasn't Ange ball. It wasn't Conte football. It wasn't Poch football. It was just, guys, you got energy? Can you run? Don't run. Do you want to go? Don't go. Do you want to... There was just nothing. Just watching it, there was no... What's the word? I can't think of it. There was no game plan. Do you know what I mean? It was just watching West Ham at the beginning of the season.
Do you think there's a bit of...
That's true, though.
Do you think there's a bit of this all-in for the Europa League?
I think so, yeah. That's why Van der Ven didn't play. He waited to rest him up for the game, not that he had an injury. It's just resting the players. Same with like Udogi and stuff like that. I think it's smart. I think it's a smart thing to do. I don't think, obviously, relegation is not going to be there. I think it's where it's at, or he's going to lose his job. I'd be surprised if we don't win nothing or get to the final at least, he's gone.
I don't. Even if you got to the final, if you didn't win it, I think he's still gone anyway. I think he's lost the crowd as well.
I think if he wins it, he's probably still gone.
Do you think so?
But the only reason I didn't say that is because Spurs have been waiting for a trophy for donkeys, and Europa's not a terrible trophy.
But it's better than the conference, isn't it? So.
It's better than the conference.
Oh, sure. Fuck off.
Yeah, beats Real Madrid, he starts. Fuck it.
I know, isn't it?
I said at the start of the season, I think we're better suited for winning the Champions League. I'm just hashtag just saying.
You haven't fucking won it yet, Clive.
We have not.
And you hold on to that quote until you won it.
We're still a long way.
Yeah, let's tag that, Mike.
Unless one of you mugs are willing to do it, it won't be, don't you worry.
Mitchell, I dropped you aside, but I'd gone if you went to finish taking the piss. Sorry. I was going to say, I dropped you a message, Mitchell, didn't I, on WhatsApp in the group, and I said you were right, and I was going to elaborate.
Oh, that's right. I'm so used to it.
Listen to it. Oh, damn it. I should have just left it. It was ego. It was what you said about the last 10 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
And that's Tottenham. I know most teams do that anyway, to be fair. Like Real Madrid did it today, the last 10 minutes of the game. You know, it's just something. I don't know why they just decided to be like, oh, look at the clock. Oh, it's 10 minutes left. Fuck, we better start playing. I don't get it. Chelsea just sat back, as you said they would.
Yeah, exactly.
And Spurs went for it.
That's what I was really worried about, because, I mean, we've done it the second half of this season. We get so nervy with a lead. And I did write that down. I was like, well, now's the real test. Now we've got this goal. Are we going to, what I want them to do, keep fucking going for it, keep putting the pressure on, or we're going to sit back and be nervy?
Yeah.
And we kind of did sit back and be nervy, but again, especially in the last 10, but you didn't really do anything.
No, we didn't.
You just weren't there, and it was for the taking, because we were poor. You were just poorer.
You was like, was it Caicedo was quality in that game? Like his recovery and positioning was really, really good in that game.
He's probably been our best player.
Yeah, and I think having Cucurella come on as well hurt us a bit. I know, but he come on early on in the game and he was just solid. He was just solid positionally. We just couldn't do nothing. Not that we did much to take it around him, but it was just shitty football all round. It wasn't enjoyable. And as Clive said, it was, as a neutral, it was a shit game, Manchester derby.
I thought you were going to moan about some of the VAR decisions. I think they were both the correct decisions.
They were both correct decisions.
And they were blatant. Why the fuck did it take so long? They both took about 4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah, the 5 minute one for the foul on that was Caicedo as well, wasn't it?
I think it might have been. Yeah, but it was a definite foul.
That was a foul, but it's just like, well, how far back do you go back? Because we had the situation with Bergvall against Newcastle, and the ref was like, nah, and VAR whatever, and they went and scored from it, and it was like, that's bullshit. And we got mugged off from it. And again, for Chelsea, it was like, well, yes, okay, he's made the foul, but referee's played on anyway in the game, scored a screamer,
Time had passed.
It wasn't like the next break of play. No, but
it was still within the 10 seconds of both from Bergvall and that challenge. Like, don't get me wrong, it's a foul, they've pulled it back. But it's like, well, as I think they mentioned it as well, and I always say it, let the refs ref the game. You know, like I don't understand why they have to pull it back for something like that. Like offside, fair enough. You know, or a really
it's a foul.
That directly
led to a goal.
Yeah, but how many times have we seen players get fouled? Or how about this one then, Clive, from for example then, when someone kicks the ball out for a corner, how do I phrase this? So you know, he goes out for a corner.
When the corner's given out when it shouldn't have been,
when it should have been given, and they score from the corner. So yeah. Why can't we go back to that then?
I think VAR should.
That's what I get. You can't. They just make it up as they go.
Well,
exactly.
Yeah. No, you're right. It's that they should go back for that, but it is a different phase of play.
You've got
a whole different setup.
You scored
directly from that foul. From that foul, you scored the goal.
I'm not disputing. It's a foul, put it back, fine. It needs to be consistent. Consistency needs to, as you it's say, Rich. It needs to be consistent with this, because the goal that you guys scored, yeah, for the offside, like, I was like, what a goal? I was like, what a goal. And the linesman didn't pull it up. And in any other football game, I'd be like, oh, it's great. It's a great finish and it's happened. And fuck me, it's hurt Tottenham. But they pulled it back and it was like, a little bit off. And that took a little while as well, didn't it, to confirm?
It took too long. But it was blatantly offside.
Yeah, he was blatantly offside.
Saying let the refs ref the game, you'd be happy if we scored that?
Yes.
Hear me out.
Because how many times have all of us in our team where we've had a toe offside? And then we've gone and scored, or a shoulder, or like a couple of fingers. Like, it needs to be clear cut, I think, with the offside rule. But I get, well, they've got this new line thing coming in, haven't they?
For the semi-automated
stuff. So that should obviously fix the offsides. But I think the fouls, the throw-ins, the corners, that needs to be in the same sort of bubble. They need to sort that out.
You can't tell me that you would have been happy for them to just let that goal go. I think VAR took too long. It was offside.
If his toe is offside, I'm sorry, Mitchell, mate. If that was like any one of us or any other thing, yeah. And he scored a good goal like that. You fucking just played the game.
It was a great goal. I was upset. It was chalked off.
But if it's like a yard offside, yeah, or like he's half his body's like offside. Fine. If he's like his shoulder.
I could see it the minute they put that replay. I was like, well, he's definitely offside. This is chalked off. I don't know why it took 4 minutes. You're saying that the ref should have just. They should have gone with a ref's decision.
I'm saying that for the offside, if the linesman has not put the flag up because the body of the player isn't like miles, like past the line, yeah, past the last defender. I don't know why it needs to be like if the linesman's played okay, the referee's not seen it, and there's a goal like we used to do back in the day, yeah. But if it's like a clear cut obvious chance, use the VAR.
I think I agree with what Luke's saying. Like in terms of the offside, I personally think if they're taking fucking 5-10 minutes looking at a decision that's so close, just fucking say it's onside.
It comes down to clear and obvious again.
Yeah,
right?
That's what I think. Yeah.
If it is something that you're analysing for 4 minutes, it's not clear and obvious, go with the on-pitch decision.
Exactly, yes, agreed. Yeah, someone like that.
The problem you've got with that is they will get things wrong and people like Arsenal fans will moan about it. And that's I'm just saying that.
No, you're
tongue
wrong.
In cheek, obviously.
They're getting things wrong with the 4 minute fucking
100%.
Anyway.
Yeah, look at the penalty against Arsenal against Everton, which will come on to a bit later.
Yeah, just one last thing. I can't remember the team, but it was a foul the day before, wasn't it? On one of the players that the VAR got wrong.
They get plenty wrong.
No, this was a hard challenge. I can't remember if it was a Liverpool game or something.
Oh, it was,
it was.
Tarkowski on.
Like something like that. How the fuck have they got that wrong?
Well, apparently he won the ball first, so that's allowed.
I guess that's
what's been floating about in some of the chat.
We've had this, haven't we, for the last 2 seasons now, or 3 seasons, where they roll your foot over the ball or go through the ball. It's just fucking. I hate football.
I love it tonight.
I know you do. Yeah, I know you're loving it.
We're not talking about.
I'm waiting for the day that I love it again.
Harry Potter's not doing it for you.
Lost his fucking magic. No, I just, I don't, yeah, I agree. It shouldn't fucking take that long. But I've just looked at it again, right, and I've got it on the screen now. He is a whole body offside.
Yeah, so it's offside then. Fine. And it's gone across, but as Clive said, my point didn't come across and Clive read it between the lines and saying in like, look, if it's not clear cut, it just needs to be the goal.
The on-field decision could be offside in that case, and you go, "Cool, yeah, all right, nice one."
Yeah,
but there'll be uproar because of it. VAR in. You should be blah 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 blah. They're damned if they do and they're damned.
Exactly. We're only taking 5 minutes and whatnot, and it's like, well, fuck. What do we do then? We have to stick with VAR. Don't stick with VAR, but obviously VAR's staying.
My feelings on it haven't changed in 3 years. It's shit and it's making the game worse more than better. I think there's more and more bad decisions. And
that's
when you're getting
by idiots.
When you get more and more bad decisions, when more and more people are analysing those decisions, what's the excuse now?
It's just a fun
it's
game.
It's the fucking time. It's I don't even care about bad decisions, really. I do when they're against West Ham, but I care more when it's like a 5 minute wait and then it's a bad decision still. Like, just fucking get rid of any time. Like, and I don't even think the semi-automated thing is actually going to help, because I'm pretty sure there was a game that I watched and it had the semi-automated and it was still fucked.
5 minutes delay or something like that. But that's where you've got to, you've really got to go in on the clear and obvious. And you set, right, you've got maximum 1 minute to make a decision. If you can't make a different decision in 1 minute, go with the on-field decision.
Yeah. They should have like a fucking countdown timer on in every single stadium that counts them down to make the fucking decision. If they don't do it and it's not done by the bong.
Even then, though, you're going to... It depends who's there on the day. Because I'm going back to this offside. if that rule was in place, right, I don't even know why I'm complaining because we would have been 2-0 up. But if that rule was in place, the goal would have stood because it took over a minute. He was so blatantly offside. This is the problem. You're still going to have inconsistencies because it depends who's in that fucking office on the day.
Yeah, but a blatant offside versus a toe, Mitchell, is two different things, mate.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm talking about this one, which was a blatant offside that took four minutes to get there.
Then fine, they're getting the foul on Caicedo. It was a foul. But I'm just talking about, well, how far back are we going? How many seconds? And stuff like that.
But even that one, the foul led to the goal. There wasn't a new phase of play. The ball didn't go backwards. The foul led to the goal.
I know that. But what happened if he then passed the ball to someone and he went back and then he shot? And he said, what are we then classing? Is he going to, how far back is he going? Well, you tell me, is there any rule?
It was a couple of seasons ago. It happened to Chelsea where it was a foul on a player which should have and would have been overturned, but the new phase of play had begun, which meant VAR couldn't intervene. So it's when a new phase of play starts. Don't ask me the guidelines behind the new phases of play. I don't know how far the ball's got to go back or how long time's got passed, but it does depend on the phase of play. In regards to the Tottenham one, it's the same phase. It's a foul that led to a shot.
Oh, yeah, they've pulled it back, but everyone can see that was a foul in the first 2 seconds.
Why did it take 5 minutes to check?
I don't know.
This is the problem. It's like, you know, that's VAR is there to sort that out when it is clear and obvious. So, yeah, why should it take 4 to 5 minutes? Yeah. Why did we have 12 minutes extra time, 10 minutes of which were VAR decisions? They could have been done in less than 30 seconds.
You sound really angry about this, mate. So you're right.
Oh, it's just stupid, isn't it?
Worked in your favour as well.
Like, it did work in their favour. It was a great goal.
Yeah.
Did it work in our favour?
Was it a great goal as well?
A poor goalkeeper.
I mean, it was a shot from outside the area.
Clive. We can't take free kicks where the ball's standing still and a shitty wall.
Did I say either of those were great goals? I mean, they were.
They were great goals. I think I even said it was great goals.
You did. All right. Anybody else want to talk about the crap game between Tottenham and Chelsea?
I didn't watch it, and judging by the group chat, the ruling, I'm glad that I didn't.
Time in York was well better spent, Bob, for sure.
It was. Yeah.
Pizzle.
So we're going to go to.
Tell me your wares.
West Ham versus who did they play midweek?
Oh, fuck off. Wolves.
Wolves.
Oh, yeah.
Take it away, Bob. That 6-pointer that was going to be
uninspired shit.
Was it flat by chance?
It was particularly flat. It was so bad. Like it was basically we picked up where we left off, really, like in terms of just lack of threat, lack of inspiration, I suppose. Like it's pretty poor at the moment. I think Kudus was out in the Wolves game, which to be honest, I know people rave about Kudus. I'm still not overly sold. I don't think he's had a great season. He's good on the ball, but I don't think he offers a lot other than being good on the ball. And it's fine being good on the ball if you actually do something with it, but if you don't, then you're just kind of running about the pitch and fucking taking stupid shots when you shouldn't.
Is it a case of he's been found out in the Premier League already?
Yeah, maybe that is the case, or maybe he doesn't want to be there. Like I don't know, but I don't think he is, because he's ability of taking on players and that kind of thing is brilliant. And I've made this comparison before, but like he is a bit like a Doku, just in the sense that he's so good at that, but the finishing product, he makes stupid decisions. But yeah, obviously he wasn't playing, so I don't really know why I'm moaning about him, to be honest. But I'll give it a go.
You had Evan Ferguson start his first game, right?
He did, yeah. I don't think he's to blame for it. I mean, if you look at the team that we put out, like it's just a bit, I think I said at the start, it's uninspired is the best word for it. And then, yeah, it just so bad. Like, I think we had one decent chance the whole game. Suchek kind of hit the, hit wide, was probably a sitter, I would say. I would have scored it. To be honest, it was there really isn't that much to say about it. It's just, it was really bad. I don't think we can start saying about Potter yet, because it's just far too early on. Like, in terms of it being a reflection on him, like, he needs a transfer window to get his players in and that kind of stuff.
How many games has he had now?
I'm going to say 9. I think it's probably
1-1, less than 1-2.
More.
He got two, hasn't he? Who did he beat in his first game?
He beat, we beat Fulham.
Fulham,
3-2.
Yeah.
Arsenal.
And then we beat Arsenal.
Does that mean you're better than Real Madrid?
Better than Real Madrid.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, we are the champions of Europe, so.
I don't think you are anymore, are you?
Yeah, we still are, why not? to be honest, I really don't have that much to say on that game, because it was just absolute shite. The Bournemouth one was a little bit more interesting, although still not overly.
Do you want to transition straight into that and talk about the two all?
Just on that, did you see the shots, Bob, on that?
On the Wolves game?
You had 10 shots, only one on target.
Yeah, I mean... And to be honest, the shots can't have been that good, because I think 7 of them weren't included in the extended highlight. So
that's fair enough.
Yeah. It was tragic.
So it is a lack of the striker, even though you had Ferguson.
And we've got Falkrug back as well, who I'll talk a little bit about in the Bournemouth one, because he did actually score in the Bournemouth game. But I do think... Did any of you see the highlights from the Bournemouth West Ham game?
No, I didn't.
No.
Okay, fair enough. All right, I'll just make up a load of shit then about how good we are. No, in the first half, it was almost like we took our performance against Wolves and just placed it in the first half against Bournemouth. We were shocking again. Bournemouth were all over us. They could have been really about 4-0 up, I would say, in the first half. I did see
their first goal and thought, your goalkeeper, sus.
Yeah. You know what, though? Weirdly, he actually had a good game, the goalkeeper, rather than that. He's probably one of our best players. Yeah. Yeah. Because they honestly could have scored about 4 in the first half, and then he made a decent save in like the 91st minute or something to stop them going 3-2 up. So, but yeah, it was shocking. Not even just the goalkeeper, the defence as well. Like, just all over the place. I don't know what the fuck was going on. But yeah, that was the first half. Again, just absolute crap. The second half, we brought on Falkrug, and I think it gave us much more of a presence up front, and we looked a lot better, a lot more structured going forward. And yeah, and obviously we've got the two goals, two-headed goals. That's the West Ham way, isn't it? Two-headed goals. And then Bournemouth ruined the party, scored again, Evan Nilsson, little prick. And yeah, it was 2-2. But I don't know, like, it's... I said it earlier, I just want to love football again. Like, it's so hard to like it at the moment when we're just... It just annoys me when it looks like people don't look like they give a shit. Do you know what I mean?
It's got to that point of the season where you're not really playing for anything though, right?
No, but you at least want to kind of, you know, go out with a bang. Do you know what I mean? Like, I get that they've got nothing to play for, but you don't want to, as a footballer, you don't want to finish 16th, do you?
Well, I mean, clearly they do.
Yeah, well, actually, maybe they want to go for 17th. Who knows? But yeah, like if they carry on this way, like obviously there isn't going to be much improvement there. And yeah, we're not playing it for anything, but just fucking give it some. Like it's the next season, next year. Even if you don't want to be there, at least start playing like you actually mean it, because you might get picked up by another club or whatever. Like
who don't you want to see there next season?
I feel like we could probably strip out a lot of the fat from midfield. Do you know what? No, I'm not going to say that because it's going to piss too many people off.
Say it.
I'm just not convinced whether I want Kudus there or not. Because I'd rather that, because everyone's like just blowing smoke up his ass constantly. Let's take 90 million off him. Let Palmer do his work.
Do you think you'd get 90 million? Well,
probably.
Well, like, Kudus?
Yeah, probably.
Are you? Yeah. What are you smoking?
Mate, this is what people talk about.
He's about 35 million.
Oh, fuck off. No, mate.
He's not 90 million pounds. Fuck off.
Oh, he probably is. He Kudus. Probably is nowadays. But,
yeah. 90 million. Fucking hell.
But what I'm saying is just take the money for him. Have that extra money to restructure the, like, Potter is the type of manager that will know the type of players that he wants to get in. So just let him do that. Who else don't I want there?
Potter.
Hang on, let me have a think. No.
Ward-Prowse, Alvarez.
I think Ward-Prowse serves a purpose. No, we've just got such random. We need to decide on it because it feels like.
Any defenders?
All of them, really. Mavropanos, actually. Why don't I mention Mavropanos? He's too risky. He makes me nervous, flash angry, constantly. I just need him gone. I'd rather just have someone that's just constantly shit in defence. At least I know. Yeah, I think there's a few that I'd strip out. I'd have to properly think about it. But I think the main ones are Mavropanos and get rid of Kudus, get the money in, restructure the team, let Potter do his thing.
Mate, and then you can restructure for 35 million.
Mate, you know what I mean. Get rid of some of the players, get a decent enough amount of money.
What's going on with youth?
I don't know.
Your youth like used to be like the best.
That's what you've got, that scout.
Yeah, they're still quite good. Yeah. From what I see from their Twitter account, we still do quite well. I must say I don't keep a keen eye on the youth team, really. But maybe we will start getting a few. I think the problem is when even before these people kind of come through the ranks, they're probably scouted by bigger teams, and with like the club, they'll just let them go. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You remember the days of like Lampard, Joe Cole, Ferdinand?
They're all shit anyway. Desires.
Well, they won the Premier League, didn't they? All those players you mentioned.
Yeah. Well, except the phone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
The one player.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, Carrick did, but as a stepping stone as well.
And what would you rather do, win the league or play for West Ham? I know which I'll choose. Win the league.
Yeah.
So you haven't got the Rice. Well, they obviously Arsenal haven't won the league yet, but there's a higher chance of doing it with Arsenal.
No, to be honest, as much as I joke about Rice, I don't actually feel angry at him, although I would find it hilarious if he doesn't win a trophy.
He's not Harry Kane, is he? I mean, well,
Harry Kane's winning one this season,
eh? Yeah, he is.
Yeah. But overall, in a nutshell, I suppose, uninspired, very upset, thinking of supporting basketball from now on.
I mean, it's only going to get better this weekend when you play Liverpool, right? So.
Yeah, right. That's gone well for us so far this season. Yeah, and we got beat 5-0 and 5-1 against them this season. So
that's a good time to plan.
I'll do a look, and so if we win, if we get beat 3-0, we'll say, well, at least we only got beat 3-0.
Mate, take it. Take wins. It's an improvement from last season or early on in the season.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to crack out with Arsenal Fulham unless anyone else has any West Ham questions for Bob.
Nope. $90 million.
Oh, fuck for that.
$90 million.
Probably.
I mean, if you get $90 million for him, we will start calling Graham Potter Harry Potter, because that would be some magic. Easy.
That would be some magic. Yeah.
Someone stupid would pay $90 million for him.
Go on, Arsenal. Go and make a sign.
He was set in Arsenal for a while. When it's set in Arsenal, what am I talking about? That in the crowd.
There was a bit of a rumour going around, yeah. Because he's very good friends with Julian Timber, isn't he? So
yeah. $90 million I heard.
Yeah, I don't want him for that amount. Go and get Nico Williams Jr. for probably half of that. So.
Shit.
Sure. He's flat. So our midweek game's Fulham. Bit of a bogey team that we apparently don't have much problem with at home against. So I was giving everyone misinformation. We went 2-0 up. I can't even remember who scored the first goal. That long ago. But I do remember who scored the second goal on his comeback. Miguel Marino scored our first goal as well. Who have we lost? Who is laughing too much right now?
I'm sorry. But I'm so annoyed that he scored as well, because it was a winning goal.
It was a winning goal. Header as well, which he's not got many, so that was nice to see. Right place, right time.
He's still going.
He's probably got him. Nice little assist from Gabby Martinelli as well, little dink. We gave them chances though. Not even Gabriel at the back does make you worry a little bit. I can't
got a celebrity guest of Jonathan Ross on the show this week.
So yeah, it was 3 points. there wasn't really much to talk about. We played pretty well, just got the result done, grinded it out. Contained them, other than the one or two chances that we gave them late on. Pretty much done and dusted. Like most Arsenal fans, come to terms with the league going now, so we're not really. I mean, we want to win games. Obviously, we're not top them, but you know.
Fuck you, Clive.
Good result. And then we went and drew with Everton, but we rested.
You fucking idiots.
We rested a few players for that one. So, and there was a. We'll go to the Lewis Skelly penalty. Thoughts on it, everyone?
They say it was soft, didn't they? But. It's. Yeah.
It was super soft. Contact. They was both pulling and pushing each other. Contact started outside the box. If anything, Harrison pushes Skelly down and gets a penalty. So only an Arsenal player could do that. So
yeah, I mean, I'm happy, but I would be pissed off. I think
it's just a bad decision again. Like, and again, it goes to VAR and they say, yeah, good decision. Let's go with
it. It's just the whole thing again. It's the contact of football. You might as well just run around everyone with their arms tied behind their backs in the whole game. I just feel like you can't make any contact, any shoulder barge.
It goes to the Tarkovsky challenge on the Liverpool player. Like, what in one sentence, you, you can't be physical whatsoever, and then you can just knee eye challenge someone and get away with it. What's going on? He did win the ball first.
Yeah.
He did win the ball first. So, and then there's Van Dijk, who's allowed to elbow players left, right and centre, and nothing happens.
Like, I fucking get away with it all the time.
Constant. But let's not talk about Liverpool.
The Skelly one was soft, in my opinion. Like, it was, you don't want to see them given, do you?
Absolutely not. Like, not even if it's against Liverpool. It's just a bad decision. And it's I mean, we all know my views on VAR this year and every other year. It's shit. Get rid of it.
He gave it on pitch.
And there wasn't enough to overturn it. Which is just, it's just rubbish. It's just stupid. But oh well. As I say, league's gone anyway. So all in on the Champions League. And Declan Rice, man of the match performances against Real Madrid.
The resting players, Clive. Liverpool dropped points, didn't they?
They did, but that was after the fact.
Would you not have, obviously, at this point, then he's just given up then?
Well, 12 points behind them.
Yeah, but there's still, seven games left?
They are not going to drop 12 now. Points.
11 points.
They've got a
game
in hand.
They might drop 11.
They've got a game in hand.
No, they
haven't. Yeah, they have. They've played 29. We've played 30, I'm pretty sure.
Both play 31.
31.
Have we? Okay.
Yeah, so 11 points, and there's what?
I mean, we do still have to play them, but if you offered me playing our full team against Everton, beating them 2-0, 2-1, 3-0, whatever, and then not beating Real Madrid 3-0, what am I going to take?
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, 11 points, Clive.
Like, I think he's picked the right decision. And like, if we'd lost tonight, then I'd question it. But I think he's made a good decision.
The league has gone.
The league, you don't get lucky and beat Real Madrid 3-0.
No, I'm not talking about the Real Madrid.
So he's got the right results.
No, I'm talking about the lineup. I don't think so, Clive. I think the lineup should have been your full team. Maybe a little bit reserved. But
so he plays
the team against, look what Everton are in the league.
He plays the full team, and Saka, Odegaard or Martinelli come off injured and none of them are available for Real Madrid, you're not saying that. You're saying, well, why is he playing them? They've got the biggest game of the season now on Tuesday night.
But you're giving up the league.
It's
when
gone.
You're not far off. It's not gone. Like, it's not gone, Clive. Like, I'd understand if he was like 20 points. You're at 11 points. You would have been 11. If you won that game, you would have been what?
West Ham would be this weekend.
Like the difference in that mentality is, if we'd won the game, Liverpool would have had a completely different mentality on the Sunday.
Maybe they would have been more
up for it.
But it's all if, buts and wins. But I'm just talking about, like, you could have played full squad, but you should be beating Everton anyway, even with the second squad.
I mean, Everton have not been bad over.
Oh, I know. I think I said it.
Gone back in.
I think I said it when you called it. You was going to beat them, and I was like, eh.
They draw a lot, but it's not like. For me, he's made the right decision, and it's paid off tonight with a 3-0 win.
No, it's paid off. Yes, it's paid off for yourselves.
And that's not luck. That's his decision making.
And also, do we really think that Liverpool are going to fucking drop 10 points by the end of the season?
They've got to play Arsenal again, but that's at Anfield. So we don't win at Anfield historically. So
we're going to beat him.
Maybe it's just me, yeah. But I'm looking at that. I'm thinking, okay, the squad that you've got, Clive, and the way that you've been playing this season, because you're still second in the league.
Like, we
you
are.
You
yeah.
turn up at anyone at the moment and beat, regardless of it being Liverpool or not. Liverpool fucking are dropping points, Clive.
You don't watch Arsenal a lot.
No, I don't. I might not watch Arsenal a lot, but like, you're still where you are because you've got a structure. You've got some injuries, but like, you're in such a great position. Just go for it.
It's been a grind to get where we are. We've not been great this season.
But you're giving up now over 11 points, which could have been like 9.
I agree with everything Clive is saying, but Luke, I do get it because I don't feel like it's a foregone conclusion just yet because they have still got to play all of us in this room: West Ham, Chelsea, Spurs, and Arsenal. And it's that shaky end of the season, you know.
And then you've also got to rely on Arsenal having an absolute blind of it, right?
Absolutely, but
end of the season.
Kind of what you're
like,
yeah, but if you're just putting players on the bench because you're not going for it, then obviously, then they're not gonna compete.
It's
a risk, isn't
it's
it?
Prioritising the competition that you've still got a realistic chance in. The belief in the Arsenal squad is we can win the Champions League. That's the belief in those boys. And as I said, at the start of the season, and last season, I think we're better suited for Champions League football with Arteta as a manager because he does seem to know what he's doing in that competition.
You can see the belief was there tonight. And sometimes belief is all you fucking need, because I always go back to the first time we won it. It's fucking belief that got through that.
I'll say something that one or two of you probably thought during the game, like when it was 0-0, is like Saka beat Daniel Alaba 3 or 4 times and whipped in some great, great crosses. And if we had a natural number 9, there's tap-ins there. So to be where we are in the league and to do what we're doing in the Champions League at the moment without a natural number 9, with our replacement number 9 injured now, and our Brazilian striker injured now, Arteta's doing a fantastic job of managing the team now.
I do completely agree with you, but there's that little niggling voice.
Special.
It's that niggling voice, though. It's like, so your next 3 games is you're at home to Brentford, away to Ipswich, and at home to Palace.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then your fourth is at home to Bournemouth, and Bournemouth and Brentford are both having a pretty shitty end to the season. Same with Palace, Ipswich. Oh,
Palace are in good form. Palace have lost 1 in the last 6 and 1-4.
Oh, maybe not Palace then, but Bournemouth and Brentford have dropped. Ipswich should be a fucking guarantee. And then it's Liverpool. And if they do slip up against maybe Chelsea, we do like beating them. Spurs might turn up. West Ham might turn up.
We won't
turn up against Liverpool away from home. But you look at the game. Liverpool lost against Newcastle. They drew against Villa. The Newcastle game was the cup. But they drew against Villa. They lost against Fulham. So that's points dropped there. And like you said, with the games coming up, if you beat Everton, again, they might not have lost against Fulham. I understand that. But if someone said to me that Spurs are 11 points off of Liverpool or off of Arsenal or off of City, yeah, and looking at our fixtures that are coming up, I wouldn't be dropping our players on the bench.
So you're going full squads, regardless that you've got Champions League games to think about, because everything else.
You're in a Champions League quarter-final.
Champions League is fucking hard, mate.
But surely it's worth the Premier League's hard. I understand it from Arteta's point of view. He's saying he is obviously putting out that team against Everton, thinking that team is capable of winning against Everton, right? Which they are, and they didn't.
And if it wasn't for a self penalty.
Yeah. So he's putting them out on that basis. So he's making those decisions so that he's got his players rested for that game against Real Madrid, and obviously it's worked out. Like I think what he's doing is absolutely fine. And then like you say, those next 3 fixtures, maybe he is going to drop people again because he is playing against people like Brentford. I'm not saying any of them are shit or whatever, but he's still got a squad that isn't his full squad that he thinks is capable to win them.
He's in a bit of a position now as well where if it was a 1-0 against Real Madrid, you'd be resting players at the weekend 100% because you want them fit for next week. Like, it's not a 2 week break between matches, it's only 1 week. So you would go, oh, we've only got a 1-0 barrier, but we've got a 3-0 barrier against Real Madrid. And I know it's Real Madrid, and I know it's at their stadium, but we're in a, we can go into that match more confident and possibly not rest as many players as we did against Everton, against Brentford. But like, unless Liverpool play before us at the weekend and we see that they lose, if they win, I'm all for resting players. Just like, our best chance of a trophy this season now, and it's still a massive long shot, is the Champions League.
Yeah, it is.
That's right. Our best chance.
But do you know what else as well, right? So obviously, from a Spurs point of view, right? So Luke, it's probably for you. If you were in this position right now, what would be more important to you? The Champions League or the Premier League? Because Arsenal have obviously won the Premier League. They've never had the Champions League. As a Spurs fan, are you saying the Premier League, winning that is more important than the Champions League?
See, I get it. It's a hard question to answer now. I've obviously and we'll put you in a, winning that.
We'll put you in a position of you're 11 points behind whoever's at the top of the league.
For the season.
Seven games left.
Do you know what? For the season, yeah, for the whole season, we've been fighting for that Premier League. The whole season. Like, trying to win that fucking Premier League, yeah? And you've been second or first, up and down, between first and second all season.
Yeah, no, we've only been first been second, once
you know what I mean, you got me. But let's say it was like the Tottenham season with thingy. But all going season, this season, Tottenham second. So second all the way through the season, done all this far, seeing Liverpool being a bit shaky, yeah, and knowing that you had the game before Liverpool, by the way, which to get your points up, yeah, I would have been full squad. I would have been full squad on that. I know that where we are in the Champions League now, we've got Real Madrid coming up, but you're in two trophies that you got. There's a possibility of winning both. Yeah, I'm not saying that you drop all of the players. I'm not saying you play all the players. I'm saying that you have a structure so that you're not too short on those games.
Yeah, but what's more important?
It could be like that Saka. Saka's just from injury, yeah? It might be that Saka stays on the bench until the 60th minute, 65th minute, and then comes on.
He come on straight after half-time.
Or like half-time or something like that.
That's what happens.
But who... I didn't see, don't check the squad. But for Tottenham...
He come on the 45th minute.
But for Tottenham, we played against Southampton. And Van de Ven was on the bench. Knowing full well he needed him for the cup game because he knew Ben Davies could come in, but he still played a very strong squad, like the main squad anyway. He just dropped a couple of players here and there.
But
that
I'd
just
say
to be rested.
That's probably why you're in a position that you are, because he doesn't manage the squad well.
Yeah, you brought those two defenders back too quickly, didn't you? Mid-season, didn't you?
We made that mistake. But then again, we had the discussion that we don't know if it's a coaching staff that said that they were ready. We don't know.
So I don't think Arsenal put out a weak team though.
Look, we rested Martinelli. We rested Odegaard. We rested. Well, we didn't bring Saka back because he's obviously coming back from injury. Obviously, William Saliba played. Raya played. Thomas Partey played, Julian Timber played. So it was like Lewis Skelly played, and he's our, you'd argue even with Calafiori fit, Lewis Skelly's probably our first choice left back at the moment.
I know what you're getting at. You've literally put three players on form. Like, obviously Saka, who's obviously quality anyway, but two players that are on form at the moment, especially Martinelli picking on form.
But I'd even argue that. Odegaard's not been the same player he was before his injury this year. He's not really got a go in. He's not looked fantastic. And Martinelli's drips and drabs. Like, don't get me wrong. Look, again, without a soft penalty, we beat Everton in that game. And so I don't think the team that he put out was good enough and was beating Everton up until their referees chucked their hat in the ring. For me, he made the right decisions. And as I say, like, again, if we'd lost to Real Madrid 3-0 tonight, I'd get a bit more on your side with the point. But No, the Champions League is our best chance of a trophy.
Oh, he's he's now. I'm just obviously referring to the game he played.
Even in a position where we're 9 points behind them with 7 points, with seven games left and still playing them, I still think at that point the Champions League would be our best.
I don't know, maybe it's because we haven't won nothing for so long. But I'd be looking at that and being like, mate, there's a higher chance, obviously. Well, there's already both sim chances, really, being in Tottenham. But
before the Fulham game for Liverpool this weekend, they'd only lost one game in the Premier League all season. Like, to now expect them to lose another two or three.
It's all downhill from there, mate. You know, they've lost it.
I think they've taken their foot off the gas because it's won. But Mo Salah hasn't been... Like, he's obviously signed his new contract. He's not been the same player since, what, the first PSG game. He's come. I'll say that now before he plays Liverpool, West Ham on the weekend. So thank you.
Yeah, I was going to say, thanks, Clive. Probably going to get a fucking double hat trick now.
But he's gone off the ball a bit. And yeah, a couple of their players are not performing. But I think it's literally because they know it's over. The league's done and dusted. And their season's turned a bit flat because they went out of the Champions League and lost the Carling Cup. So, yeah, I think what Arteta's done in regards to managing the squad. And again, next week, anything can happen. Madrid could beat us 4-0. Like, it's Madrid. Yeah. It's their competition.
Highly unlikely.
So, let's wait and see. But, yeah, I generally think he's made the right decisions with the squad choice at the weekend and this week. And Saka obviously took a knock and Declan come off as well. So, hopefully he doesn't play either of those two at the weekend for the whole match. So, and keeps them nice and fresh for Real Madrid next week. We've got a boring Chelsea match to talk about.
Well, I won't go into too much detail. I'll just bring up...
Oh, I'm really happy about Jackson.
Fuck you, buddy. You should be happy I'm bigging him up. But...
Best striker in the Premier League.
Well,
I'm Franco Jackson.
Why are you gonna be like that? I don't know, what was the best one? Oh, Edgar Jackson. That was it. That's my favourite. This was my first a grievance with Maresca, because I'm struggling to understand his thought process going into the game as to why he set up the way he did. So obviously Jackson being back, he didn't start him. I don't think he'd come on until about the 60th, 70th minute, something like that. Didn't start Palmer either. Didn't start Neto either. You know, Palmer, Neto, Jackson, Madueke, all back, put them all on, go get the fucking game. We are still fighting for fourth. I don't know if he thinks... I better rest players because we've got a fucking Farmers Cup game on Thursday. Fuck that. To me, getting Champions League spot is more important. It's more important.
More important than that prestigious cup.
Prestigious cup.
You don't want to be the only team in history to have won every single one.
It would be nice, but still, fuck me. Does it warrant resting that many players? And then the other egregious. Fuck me. He just can't seem to settle where he wants Reece James. And it's so infuriating. You know where he played him?
Attacking the forward.
No, he played him as left back. Now, Cucurella, as much as you hate him, he's very fucking frustrating. He's had a pretty good season. He's got quite a few goals under his belt for us and he's made a few assists. He's been a pretty good left back for us. Why the fuck are you playing James there instead? He's tried James in defensive mid, and that's a bit touch and go. Don't put him in fucking left back. What the? And what earth is the thought process there? And I know he likes Gusto. I like Gusto. Gusto's fine. But a fit Reece James is the one for me over Gusto. That's his position. Maybe try Gusto as left back. Fuck me. Why are you putting him left back? That makes no sense to me. Those were
Where did he play?
You're joking. He's a fucking idiot. Because of time, I won't go into too many things. There's nothing to go into. The fucking 0-0. Are you having a laugh? It was dog shit. Unbelievable. I mean, what's he expecting with that fucking lineup? Go, fuck me. Put them all on. Neto, Palmer, Jackson, put them all on. Go for the fucking game. Go get two goals in the first half. Everyone's happy. Then go and rest players if you really want to give a fuck about the Thursday match. Abysmal. I don't get his lineup. And he was happy after the game. He was going, clean sheet. Fuck that.
That is Jesus something to celebrate for Sanchez, though, isn't it? Was he the goalkeeper?
Yeah. Oh, fuck Sanchez. Do you know, it's just, he's all right with a couple of good shot-stopping saves. Everything else is poor. And even though Real Madrid lost 3-0 tonight, I was looking at Courtois, I was missing him. I missed Courtois. He
made some great saves.
He did make some great saves. And we've always had good keepers, like Cech and Cudicini before Cech. Now we've got fucking Sanchez and Flecken, and whoever the fuck that is.
Ramsdale's probably going to be available in summer, mate.
Well, then we'll get relegated. He's fucking bad omen, that guy. So, yeah, it's abysmal. I don't know how we are still sitting in fourth.
But a good thing I knew this was coming. This 31 games in and the toxic Chelsea fan comes out.
Is it though?
It's going to be Maresca out, isn't it?
No, I just don't understand his logic in that one game. Yeah. You are still fighting for that Champions League.
You're sounding pretty venomous.
Mate,
about that.
I think it doesn't make sense. I'm more pissed off than you are, Mitchell, to be fair. Because you want to rest him against Spurs, no?
To chop in as well. I don't know if you know, but... Arsenal won 3-0 tonight against Real Madrid.
This is why we hate Arsenal fans.
Does mean that fifth spot he's going to get Champions League.
I heard the commentator say that, which did actually make me feel a little bit better. But then...
But it's still dicey there, isn't it?
Yeah, Man City, fourth, fifth and sixth Villa. Is 53, 53, 52. And then Villa with 51. On seventh. We're going to finish eighth.
How does that work if one of the English clubs win the Europa?
I guess we have six teams in the Champions League, mate.
Oh, shit. I don't know.
And Arsenal wins the Champions League.
Oh, fuck.
Come on, Arsenal. Come on.
We can't have that.
Seven English teams?
imagine United winning Europa League, Arsenal winning the Champions League, Chelsea winning the Conference.
Top imagine this Man City finished sixth and still managed to get Champions League. That'd be the biggest fucking injustice.
That would be outrageous.
But then, at the moment, I'm feeling Newcastle are going to finish fourth.
They're having a good run, aren't they?
Mm, they are,
found
yeah.
A nice bit of form.
And what, like, they're same points with a game in hand now as well, right?
Yeah,
fucking Chelsea, Jesus Christ.
Tottenham, Southampton to talk about, Luke.
I mean, I couldn't watch the game because it wasn't live, but we won. There you go. I'm well happy. It was a game. Funny enough, it was a game that I couldn't watch, and we won. Maybe I am cursed, and my prediction as well.
You did relegate them.
Yeah, my prediction is obviously pissed off because I think I picked 2-1, and I was going to go 3-1, and I think AI went 3-1.
From
what I saw, the highlights, it's Southampton. Guys listening, everyone knows they've been shit this season, and even Spurs beat them, which says something right now.
Imagine. No wonder he wanted to put out a strong fucking squad. The embarrassment of losing to Leicester and Southampton would have been too much. And did you lose to Ipswich? Oh, mate. Fucking Spurs, would have been, unreal.
I think a Spurs fan told me at work they would have been the first team in history to lose to all three promoted teams at home.
That would be such a Spurs thing to happen as well.
It would be. It would have been
amazing.
It's fucking frustrating. But yeah, it was a win. You know, another offside thing that was a bit controversial. Again, because the lines didn't look right from the VAR and Bergvall's goal. It was disallowed. That wasn't clear cut. So that was frustrating. but they get it offside, it is where it is. And then some good finishes from Brennan Johnson. But one was a tapping. Yeah, it was still good. And his finish on his left was good. He's good at doing that. It's just I want him to be a proper winger though and take players on. But yeah, it is what it is. But yeah, it was Southampton, guys. That's all I can say about it. And like I said, I didn't watch the game.
10 points. That is fucking abysmal, isn't it?
Was that Tell's first goal for Spurs? Or was he scored before?
First goal in the Premier League.
Yeah. Congratulations, him.
Yes, he's got a penny. Brennan Johnson gave it to him. He could have got a hat trick, but
what a nice teammate.
Yeah.
No fucking way I'd be doing
confidence.
It goes to show how mature he is, and he wants to play for the club, and not about himself.
I don't know how much of a fucking idiot he is.
Right, okay, shall we go on to Man versus AI?
Yeah, but stop looking away from your microphone.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck's sake.
Oh, I can't even do it because I've got my fucking AirPods in. I was going to mock him.
I just imagine you sitting in your room with your fucking AirPods in and you're looking to the right thinking it's making you quiet.
That's 100% we did. 100%.
I did start to tilt my head after the show. Man versus AI. Talk amongst yourselves.
No, that's not that point yet.
Oh, sorry.
Back. Does that mean we're not allowed to talk?
Yourself.
So we're going for Villa to win the Champions League then.
What side is everyone on? I need to look at the...
Arsenal will play Villa in the semi-finals they both get through, yeah. It'd be... Finals will be Bayern Munich, Inter Milan, Barcelona or Borussia Dortmund.
Well, that's well doable as well, isn't it? Like, Barcelona is just fucking mental at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like, you don't know what they're going to do.
Oh, yeah, but Champions League, it's fucking anything, isn't it?
Anything can happen.
Can't believe. And PSG, they're a fucking mixed bag in the Champions League.
Yeah, they didn't look great against us in the group stage, but obviously against Liverpool, over the course of two games, they looked good for 90 minutes against Liverpool.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah,
that was the first game, right?
Right. So I've got a little spreadsheet up. I'm going to do I'm going to do the results. God damn it, Bob! So the first set of fixtures, AI predicted a one. Oh no! Let's jump to the next column. They predicted a 1-1 draw between Wolves and West Ham. And got a 0 points.
Idiot.
They predicted a 2-0 Arsenal win against Fulham and got 1 point. They predicted a 2-1 Chelsea Tottenham result and got 1 point. Bob predicted a 1-0 West Ham win against Wolves, got 0 points.
Idiot.
Mitchell predicted a 2-1 Chelsea win and got 1 point. Luke predicted a 2-1. There's so many noises going on at the moment.
Tingled him, that one.
Mitchell.
Pong.
No.
So I've got the shit.
Luke predicted a 2-1 Tottenham win against Chelsea with 0 points. Clive predicted a 2-1 Arsenal win against Fulham and got 3 points. Bang.
What?
Bang.
No, you didn't.
Nah, you didn't say 2-1.
Bang. 2-1, 3 points. Get in there, Clive. The second round of fixtures. AI predicted a 1-0 Everton win against Arsenal. Got 0 points. Predicted a 2-1 West Ham win against Bournemouth. Got 0 points. Predicted a 2-1 win for Chelsea. Got 0 points. Predicted Tottenham 3.
See?
Southampton.
One.
That's my jungle.
It was 1-0.
And got 1 point.
Good.
Bob predicted a West Ham win. No, West Ham draw with Bournemouth and got 1 point. Go on, Bob.
Yeah, yeah, you're fucking taking the piss out of my predictions earlier. You can fuck off. I've got a point this week.
Over two games. Well done.
2-1, Clive.
Clive predicted a 2-0 Arsenal win against Everton. Got 0 points.
There you go. Where's your fucking points, Clive?
I got a 3 over 2 matches, so fuck you, Bob. That's still 1 more than you. 2 more than you. Ah.
Yeah, but.
Mitchell predicted a 1-1 draw. Got 1 point.
I got 2 points.
Luke.
Was it 2-1?
Predicted a 2-1 win. Got 1 point.
Fucking Tottenham.
So, the table as it stands.
Got a point, though.
You did. Well done. Everyone else also got at
least 1 point. Well, I'm at single digits, aren't I now?
You're getting ahead of the table at the moment, Luke.
I don't care.
AI is on 84 points.
No one cares about her.
The humans are on. Don't walk over that.
No, you guys suck.
Humans are on 67 points. Closing the gap.
Just need 2 more points.
Oh, good. We did. Well done, Clive.
Mitchell is on 20 points.
Oh.
At the top of the table.
Oh, he's kept it.
Clive is on 20 points.
Oh,
Bob is on 17
points. 20 points.
Catching up, Bob.
Put in the sound effect of cheering, Mike. Luke is finally on 10 points.
Yeah. You guys fuck now.
Southampton,
catching up now.
31 games.
I don't think I've got one prediction right, though.
Have you got one 3-point? You must have got one 3-pointer.
I don't know.
I'll look back and let
you. I mean, statistically,
You've got a couple of England results, right?
Yeah, that's true. And I got a couple of you guys' teams' results and the Liverpool prediction. I'm sticking with that.
Right, Bob, Liverpool away, what are you saying?
Oh, yeah. Liverpool flat. 3-0 Liverpool.
Yeah, they just need a good West Ham to perk them out, don't they?
But if you're looking away from the microphone
sorry. I said West Ham Liverpool just need a good West Ham team to play against. Perk them up. But Arsenal are at home against Brentford. I think we're rest players again. I'm going to go for a 1-0 win.
Ooh.
1-0 win. Mitchell, Chelsea are at home to Ipswich. What are you saying?
2-1 Chelsea.
And everyone, get ready for Luke. Wolves away. What are you saying?
2-1
Tottenham. 2-1. Do you want to go 3-1?
No, I think 2-1. We're away from home. 2-1.
Sure.
Maybe 4-1.
Maybe.
The Wolves.
I'll stick with 2-1.
Right, talk amongst yourself whilst I get AI to
generate.
Oh,
damn it.
You
missed
it.
Literal.
I so hope you didn't
tip
switch.
You what?
I so hope you're losing to Ipswich.
Why, are they going to catch you?
Mate, I don't care. I just want them to beat you. Fall asleep why? You in Tottenham.
Why?
Just putting
out
there.
No, fuck you. I will stunk you.
Probably.
They'd take you over, wouldn't they? No. Cool, it wouldn't be far off.
Right, predictions are in. Arsenal v Brentford. Prediction, Arsenal 2, Brentford 0. Arsenal has been strong at home this season and has also won 5 of their last 6 Premier League matches against Brentford.
Bogey team.
Done. Bit of a bogey team they are. Chelsea v Ipswich, Chelsea 3, Ipswich 0.
Fucking hell.
Chelsea's superior squad depth and home advantage make them favourites against an Ipswich side struggling in the league. Liverpool versus West Ham. Liverpool 2, West Ham 0. Liverpool's excellent home form and attacking prowess are likely to secure them a victory over West Ham. Wolves. Oh, fucking hell, wait, wait. This is your chance, Luke. You can gain some big points here for everyone. Wolves 2, Tottenham 0.
I love that. Do you know what? They're on a three-game win, mate.
Wolves' upturn in recent form and home advantage could give them the edge over Tottenham.
Fucking
who
hell.
Who seek consistency. I mean, you are playing midweek as well.
I don't want to think about it because I
do. Do you know what? That is not out of the realms of
impossibility. That's not, is it?
Mitchell's going to put a cheeky tenner on it.
I might have to, yeah. You know.
He's going to be a bit. Fuck off.
Hello, Bob.
Please bet responsibly, is what I'm trying to say.
I think we actually said, he's laughing at us.
Right, it's late night. Let's end it.
Let's fucking end it.
How are we going to end this episode?
Oh, Bob.
He's looked away again.
He's fucking looked away again.
I've got those waffles for you, buddy.
Oh, nice. They ain't got any Brussels sprouts in them, have they?
Oh, I can see what you did. Oh, right. it is late, but I see what you did there. Okay.
London is...
We going half fast. We going half fast.